Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Phones are open as always if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Bonnie.
And, you kind of knew it was coming, but it's still an ugly thing when you find out about it, and that is concentration camps. Although they're not calling them concentration camps, of course. There's going to be new terminology for it. And it is just quite ironic, quite interesting that Queensland, Australia has decided to build their concentration camp, or what they're calling a quarantine facility.
In a place called Well Camp?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, the actual name of the place, the city, or town, or whatever this thing is called, whatever they call them in Australia, actually happens to be named Well Camp.
It's just a Get Well Soon Camp.
And by the way, Matt joining us here as well.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Did you hear about this at all?
No, but that's creepy and Orwellian. Like, are they trying to be as Orwellian as they can get? Has nobody in Australia read George Orwell?
I don't know. I mean, if they have, they are acting it out.
A bunch of them are protesting, and what they're going to do right now is, like, all the truck drivers and businesses are going to close, and people aren't going to go to work. Like,
really?
That are protesting.
Well, they're already locked down in some states of Australia, so you can't even go to work.
Yeah, but, like, the point is the people who are the essential workers or whatever are going
to
protest
they're not
by...
going to work.
Yeah.
Now, is that happening across the country, or is it just specific areas?
It just says Australia and the things that I've seen, and it's usually just like a meme passing around, like with people sharing it, like, look what Australia is going to do.
Former host of Free Talk Live, Sam Dodson, shared something yesterday, on Twitter. His name there is, by the way, To The Lifeboats, if you want to find him. He's actually doing really great. He's got like 10,000 followers.
Really?
He's got a huge following. Anyway, he shared a video that was ostensibly taken in France of people protesting by having a picnic. Now, if you don't think having a picnic is a protest, let me explain to you why it is. First of all, they're not on a lockdown, right? Like, you could go out and have a picnic. So it's not that kind of, like, civil disobedience in that way. They're not breaking a lockdown, per se. But what they are breaking is the wallets of these restaurateurs who are being the state's enforcers. So what's happening is...
I was going to say, they're doing it right outside the restaurants.
Correct. So people are actually having picnics on the street out in front of the restaurants that are enforcing the government's vaccine passports. So the restaurants are nearly empty. Because
as a long, long time restaurant professional, I am kind of sad. Restaurants are places that are basically comprised of outlaws and cowboys and cowgirls and party animals. And, you know, we don't necessarily do what we're told. That's how we ended up in a restaurant, a lot of us, in the first place. It's kind of it's a rebellious atmosphere. Even the really high-end, maybe in some cases, especially the high-end restaurants, they're full of people who are very self-motivated and very much thinking and hard-working and hard-partying and outgoing people. I cannot believe that they're cowing like that, especially in France. That's very sad, the home of all things restaurant.
I mean, there's a difference between the staff at a restaurant and the owner of the restaurant. I mean, maybe the owner came from that background. A lot of owners don't have a restaurant background, right? Like, they just wanted to have a restaurant.
That's
so
true.
They get into a restaurant. Of course, a lot of those don't succeed.
Right.
But on the other hand, they're the ones with the investment, and they're the ones who don't want to lose their investment. And they feel
those cooks
like
shouldn't show up to work. The cooks and wait staff should stay home.
Yeah.
Don't go. It's going to cost you. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to suck. But you've been there before, and you've hurt before. Do it some more this time on your own terms.
So, Bonnie, you mentioned this protest in Australia. The truckers and other essential workers are going to strike, essentially.
Yeah, I can look up something about it on the break. I don't have my phone or anything.
Yeah, did that have something to do specifically with the camp that they're talking about building, or is it just generally they're just striking because
yeah, just generally
of the restrictions?
They're so restricted right now.
There have been humongous protests, of course, in some parts of Australia with huge crackdowns by the police. But the latest news is coming from news.com.au, where the Queensland Premier has announced a new quarantine facility that will be built in her state. According to the story here, it'll be a regional quarantine facility in Toowoomba, and I guess the town is called Wellcamp, or I'm not sure what they call these, you know, political designations there. When I first saw this headline, like, I thought they were just calling the camp itself Wellcamp.
Yeah,
that's what
the first thing he said was, how Orwellian.
Yeah. But when asked whether, then they get into like politics, whether some prime minister knew about it, she defended her decision not to tell the Commonwealth about the facility despite needing their approval for it to be used. Quote, if you build it, they will come, she said. It will be right outside of Toowoomba's airport. So I guess the idea is if you fly in and, you know, you ain't from there, or even if you are from there, they're going to quarantine you in this facility, which they will describe here.
She says they will come. It sounds more like, we'll put them in there forcibly.
That's
you're not
going to
put me
do.
In there voluntarily.
Right.
Not that I'm ever going to go to Australia, ever.
Quote, but the Queensland government was always in a position to go ahead with the facility and to have a quarantine there rather than hotels. So the motivation for this, now I think they get into it a little bit later here, is apparently they've been using hotels to send people to. Oh, you've come into the province or whatever, the state. You need to go to quarantine over here at Best Western. Or, you know, whatever designated hotel they have as the quarantine place. However, apparently the claim is that because people are walking down the same hallways in the hotel, it's not good enough for quarantine's sake because you're sharing a hallway with somebody, so therefore, you know, germs or whatever. So now what they're going to do is they're going to build cabins. So the new facility will have 500 beds online by the end of the year. All cabins will be built by the end of March. So they're planning, according to another story I read, for 1,000 beds in this particular quarantine facility.
You know, I wonder I'm going to make some people mad right now, but I wonder how the governments would behave if this were actually a plague.
That's a good question. I think they'd go run and hide.
I think so, too.
Then maybe at least one politician would have gotten the thing.
Some politicians have gotten it, I think, right? Didn't Boris Johnson from the
UK get
it?
I know Trump got it, but nobody has died from it. Haven't heard of any politician dying from it.
And these people are not in the greatest condition either. They are.
They're fat.
And old and
fat old greedy dudes. Power junkies.
The woman in charge there who floated the Toowoomba facility in January, so this has been in planning for the majority of the year here so far, said the regional quarantine facilities were a no-brainer. She says, our hotels were not built to be the last line of defense for a global pandemic. We're going to be dealing with Delta for some time. And if we want to open up Australia, regional quarantine facilities are the second part of the answer. The first part is a vaccine. So this is the first facility. She wants to have more facilities.
But the vaccines are supposed to be so effective that we can all go back to normal.
Yeah, that's what they keep saying.
They keep moving the goalposts. How does anybody buy this?
I don't know.
How is there one single person that keeps buying into this?
So then they talk about the construction corporation. Wagner Corporation is going to be doing this. We need to make sure they're purpose-built and keeping our community safe.
Sounds like a concentration camp to me.
The facility will be made up of single, double, and family accommodation and cabins with their own balconies. There will be no communal hallways, which authorities have attributed multiple hotel quarantine breaches to. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles said the new facility would provide businesses around the state peace of mind. Quote, when you consider the last lockdown alone cost more than $1 billion in economic impact and compensation, this is fantastic value. If we can avoid just one lockdown, let alone more with this new facility, that would be fantastic.
But you can't avoid one lockdown when 250 out of 25 million people have virus. You just can't avoid that lockdown.
Well, you're right. That's what, I mean, they brought on lockdowns for a handful. What, I think it was one death or something like that in Sydney.
This was
three months ago. Right, New South Wales is the state, and then Sydney's the big city there. And they locked them down. So this is now how they're selling. life. Now, it's if we can just avoid one lockdown. See, we just need quarantine camps.
How long is it going to be before they're cramming entire families into the singles and the family units are full of, like, five families and they've been in there forever and they can't get out?
Well, they'll just build more. See, they got plenty of money to throw at the construction contract.
Do you trust the government to let you out?
Great question. 603-283-6160. How do you feel about this?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and the number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
September 4th at 3:33 p.m., you can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event. Now, I don't know if this is 3:33 p.m. Eastern or 3:33 p.m. anytime, so...
Well, it's originating in Manchester is what Aria said yesterday,
is
so it?
Okay. It
must be Eastern.
It must be Eastern time. I'll double-check on that, but you can join the Smiles and Hugs for Peace virtual event. You don't need any internet or digital device to participate. The virtuality consists of the fact that Star Child will not be physically present, but will manifest for you to the extent that your magical thinking allows you to conjure his presence. If you don't know who or what he is, don't view this as an impediment to whatever magic you may experience. To participate in the event, at approximately 3:33 p.m., you may hear the ringing of a bell or bells or other unusual sounds. Pause whatever you're doing, look around you, and start smiling. If you see someone else smiling, give that person a hug. If you see someone smiling and coming toward you, you will step up and give them a hug.
You will.
As you hug, hold this intention in your mind. A world based on love and cooperation, not coercion, is possible. And as a footnote here, both smiling and hugs are healthy and good for you, containing no carcinogens, trans fats, or high fructose corn syrup, and hopefully no artificial ingredients. I like it. And I happen to know who Star Child is. And
oh.
Star Child's a pretty interesting libertarian character.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a real person. I imagined like a fat wizard.
No, he's fairly thin.
In shape.
Yeah, he's big, tall, and thin, I guess you could say.
I didn't know if that was the same. I didn't know if we were
talking
about
one Star Child.
Yeah, right. I mean, you would think, but maybe, you know. But thanks for clarifying that for me.
Yeah, so check that out.
Aria was mad because yesterday I told her also September 4th is Beyonce's birthday. So now she knows that, and she's mad.
Maybe she forgot it. But the number here, 603-283-6160 is the number here. We're talking about Well Camp. Yes, they're going to soon be opening a 1,000-bed facility, expecting to have 500 of them ready to go by the end of this year in a place actually called Well Camp. I had to look it up just because I thought at first they were naming the camp itself Well Camp. But no, it's just a total coincidence. It's one of those things that you just can't make up.
Actually, you know, it just makes me think that Conan might be right and Australia just
doesn't
isn't
exist.
Real.
Toowoomba.
Have
well
you been
camp?
To Australia?
No.
Airport. Well, we know a girl that's from there. Naomi, what's her name?
Brockwell?
Yeah, Brockwell.
Oh.
Crypto.
Yeah,
girl.
I know who she is.
Yeah. She's from Australia.
Huh.
So they're doing this. They're moving forward with this, and they're using the lockdowns as the excuse. One of the deputy premier says, if we could avoid just one lockdown with this new facility, that would be fantastic. He also said it's a great boost for Toowoomba. That'll be a lot of local employment. See, like building a new prison in a small town.
Great. You could be an SS guard, too.
Yeah, exactly. It'll help get Queensland out of COVID-19 and on the road to economic recovery, recovery which we desperately need. So, you know, what do people think about this? Do they actually, like, if they're in Toowoomba?
People, me, I think they're psychopaths.
I know what you think, but, like, the people in Australia, what are they thinking about this? Do they think that the government is going to actually build a 1,000-bed, multi-cabin quarantine facility, and then just leave it behind and shut it down after a few months after they, you know, they've determined that enough people have gotten the vaccine and, okay, we're safe now in Queensland, so we're just going to shut down this 1,000-bed facility that we've created here.
Yeah, what is a 1,000-bed cabin with balconies look like? What do they call it, a cabin? Maybe.
Well, there's going to be multiple cabins.
Oh.
So the idea is they're going to keep people separated.
Are they going to put nets under the balconies by any chance?
So people don't jump?
Yes.
I don't know if they're going to be two-story. That wasn't made clear. I suspect that they won't be, but who knows? Who knows what this is going to look like? People who test positive for COVID-19 and cannot be treated in Toowoomba's hospitals will be transported to Brisbane for treatment. But presumably anybody coming into Toowoomba will be sent to this camp, which will be right next to the Toowoomba Well Camp Airport. And how many people live in this area, I don't know. I've not done that much research on it, but it's disturbing. This is coming.
I would say so.
This is coming. And if they can do it there, well, then they can do it here, can't they?
Sure. And people here will line up for those jobs. They can't wait.
And they'll also go to the facilities as well. In Saipan, they've been quarantining people in the Northern Mariana Islands, which is part of the United States. It's not its own state, per se. It's, you know, one of the possessions or protectorates or whatever. But they've been quarantining people in a 4-star hotel, mind you. But, you know, it's still a 2-week quarantine.
So this thing is for only travelers to...
Oh, I suspect it will be for whoever they want to put.
Yeah, right. They don't differentiate. Yeah.
Anyone who needs to be quarantined, which at minimum will likely be travelers. And that would also include people who live in the state, because if you leave and come back, then they consider that you need to be quarantined as well.
Right.
And, you know, if you're sick and you're already living in the province or whatever, they might pick you up and take you there.
They've been doing this in Canada, too, for people who go back and forth from, like, the United States to Canada. They have to stay for, like, 2 weeks in a hotel. Yeah, I should give my Canadian friend a call about it because I know he had to do it.
And it wasn't just Canada. They were doing that in some places in the United States, if I recall correctly. It was a voluntary thing. So if you crossed the border into New York, for instance, they wanted you to quarantine for 14 days. Now, they didn't have any real way of determining who was driving in, but they did know if you were flying in, and they were demanding phone numbers from people.
Hmm.
You know, they wanted, if you didn't give them your contact information.
The modern papers, please.
Yeah, when you flew into JFK or whatever, if you didn't give the New York bureaucrats your contact information so they could keep track of you while you were in and about the city or in and about the state of New York, then punishment would await you.
Do you remember that English guy that called last year? I wasn't on the show. I think it was, like, after I met you guys, but I wasn't on the show. I remember an English guy called in and said, like, his flat had flooded, and so he had to go stay in a hotel. So he just went to another town where his friend lived.
And they wouldn't let him, right?
Yeah, he tried to make a reservation that night in a hotel, and they asked, like, why are you... They asked for a reason for him to stay. He made a reservation online.
Right.
And he put his reason as, like, something just, like, random that he put, because he didn't think it really mattered when he got there. They were like, sorry, you can only stay here if you're staying here for work. And he had nowhere to go. His flat was flooded.
Didn't he end up, like, finding another hotel and lying to them or something like that? I forgot
what he did, but
yeah,
that's just, like, so stupid. Yeah. Like, we're a hotel, but we can't let you sleep here tonight.
Right.
Because you're not here for work. It doesn't even have anything to do with COVID. Like,
nope.
If you were here for work, then yes, but since you're just here because your apartment is flooded, no, because COVID, that doesn't make any sense.
So you're going to be moving from people being forced to stay in hotels in Queensland to people forced to stay in a government-run quarantine camp.
Yay, now they don't have to pay the hotels.
That's absolutely what's happening. And that, again, good point there, Bonnie. These hotels are going to go out of business, right? Because they've been getting government money to try to help them keep their doors open and subsidize them. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, you can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden addresses the nation and the world today after 12 U.S. troops were killed and 15 others seriously wounded in a terrorist explosion outside the Kabul airport. The president condemning the action with a firm message against the ones who did it.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
The Department of Health and Human Services reports more than 100,000 people were hospitalized with coronavirus infections on Wednesday. That's compared to fewer than 50,000 on the same date last year. Johns Hopkins University reporting 1,456 people died from COVID-19 on Wednesday as well. This is USA Radio News. Former NFL star Herschel Walker announced his campaign for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. Walker joining Fox and Friends saying he would fight for people all over the state of Georgia, even after living in Texas for decades and only recently moving back to the Peach State.
I will fight in Washington for you. I will fight in Washington for every Georgian in the state of Georgia because I'm a Georgia boy, and I've been a Georgia boy my whole life, and I think people know that.
Walker looking to unseat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, which Republicans see as paramount in their effort to take back the majority in the Senate. A hearing to decide if convicted killer Scott Peterson will get a new trial doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. Peterson was sentenced to death in the 2002 murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, which has since been overturned. On Wednesday, a judge decided to conduct depositions of the juror at the center of the dispute before the hearing to ultimately decide if Peterson will get a new trial. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian, Matt.
And Bonnie.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. More coming out of Australia because, well, that's where the biggest crackdown, the biggest tyranny is right now, at least in the Western world, as far as COVID response is concerned. It's not just quarantine camps, as we've been discussing for the first part of the show. Of course, you're still welcome to weigh in on that. But also, there's more freedoms. They're announcing new freedoms in New South Wales. We'll tell you all about those newfound freedoms that, yes, you too can have a taste of freedom if you're in New South Wales.
I got to hear about this.
Yeah, that's coming up here tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Also, Bitcoin.com, the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and you will learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general. It's time you take the time to do this. You don't have to take a lot of time. You got less than 10 minutes, less than 5 minutes. I think the first introductory video is like 3-ish minutes long. So go there, click Get Started at Bitcoin.com. You can start learning about cryptocurrency. If you are not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, go to news.bitcoin.com, and they will hook you up there with all kinds of news and information every single day of the week, updated daily. So check it out over at news.bitcoin.com. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Justo is on the line in Houston, Texas, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Justo.
Hey, guys. Hey. I feel like I'm being, like, gaslit here so badly. Like, I'm going crazy, like, with these mask mandates. Like, plot after plot, like, graph after graph clearly demonstrates that there's always COVID spikes after mask mandates. So it's like, you know, I just don't understand how they can justify these mask positions. Like even a statist can see like plots before, like COVID spikes before and after a mask mandate. Like, you don't have to have any particular ideology to notice that there's spikes after mask mandates, but like I don't understand how these people can still persist in these mask mandates. Like,
yeah.
It's driving me insane here.
I'm tired of acting like there's some kind of science behind it when there's just not. That's like the worst part about it. Sometimes my brain goes to, like if I gotta go in here and wear one, like I'll do it to be polite, but it's really not to be polite. It's just to help these mentally ill people feel okay. It's like doing, you know, superstition to make a bunch of like crazy hicks feel better. So it's starting to get really annoying to me too. Like I think that the reason that you're saying there's spikes right after every time a mask mandate goes in is because literally these things are petri dishes. I got strep throat multiple times at the beginning of COVID because I was always wearing a mask to go around doing Uber Eats. And I think that they just create regular illnesses. People go to the hospital. The hospital say, oh, you have COVID. And it's really just like strep throat or something. And yeah, it's just disgusting to wear a petri dish.
Because the hospital gets paid more, right, if they say somebody's got COVID?
Yeah, it's just disgusting to wear a petri dish on your face.
Agreed. Husto, what are you encountering there in Texas? I mean, I did a quick search, and I did find that apparently school districts are mandating masks. Is there a Houston City mask mandate coming into play, or statewide? Has there been some announcement, or what's going on?
Well, there's a kind of like a battle between the leader of democratically led cities and the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So the governor had earlier instituted a rule whereby any government like municipality couldn't institute mask mandates, which was good. But then now these counties are wanting to institute mask mandates at a school district level.
Mm-hmm.
And the courts have ruled in their favor.
Oh, yeah. Harris County granted temporary restraining order, pausing Governor Abbott's order banning mask mandates.
Isn't Harris, is that right. Austin?
No, it's Houston. Yeah, it's Houston. So
Travis County, I think
I'm really
is Austin.
Concerned. Yeah. I'm concerned about, I don't like the fact that, you know, mask mandates have to be rescinded only at the whims of a governor, but yep. You know, it's better to have freedom to do that or not.
Well, if there are enough people who are saying no, then the mask mandates are rescinded. I mean, if you have enough people who refuse to obey these mandates, then there are no mandates because they don't have enough facilities, meaning jails, to put people into. And Husto, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely understand the frustration. I think a lot of freedom-friendly people around the world are equally frustrated because, you know, it must feel very, very lonely to be there in a city the size of Houston, which is one of the top, seven markets, I think, in the United States.
Yeah.
Massive place.
I'm sorry that it's taken this long. Sorry, Bonnie. I'm sorry that it's taken this long for people to come around. Like, I'm from upstate New York, right? And I've got people messaging me now saying, man, I wish I'd moved to New Hampshire when you moved.
It's it's not too late.
Well, it's not too late. And now's the time, if there ever was a time, to hit the eject button. This is it, bud. You got to go.
Time's running out.
Yeah, time is running out now.
Yeah, we just helped some new movers from New York who were an elderly couple live up here, and they were awesome.
They are awesome.
I wish I could have gone to that. I was tethered here to the house, but if I'd had a week's notice, I could have probably asked for permission for my federal handler to let me out of that. But that's one of the things that happens here, because there's such a large community of freedom-friendly people. And this was, I think, Bonnie's first move-in that she's ever gone to before.
That was your first one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do this
all the time.
I mean,
yeah.
Except for my own move-in.
Right.
It's great. If you move to Keene, we will put together
or anywhere
posse.
This happens anywhere.
Anywhere, but we want to get people to move to Keene. Keene's cool. Move here.
Keene's cool. But, you know, some people need the jobs in the big city.
Yeah.
But there's going to be people who show up, no matter where you are, Seacoast, even the North Country, I'm pretty sure they can put together a crew.
Yeah.
But basically, you plan to move to New Hampshire. As part of the, it doesn't matter if it's a Free State
Liberty
Project.
Migration. We don't care if you're
Free State Project,
down.
Shire Society.
If you're Liberty
whatever.
People, we will put together a group of people to come unload your rider truck in about 5 minutes.
It can be a little longer than that, but usually it's no more than an hour. I mean, we've taken a full 26-foot truck packed to the brim.
That was nuts.
And
that was a particularly rough one.
Unloaded that in less than an hour.
Yeah.
That's happened. And it happens all the time. So what you do is you just, you know, give folks a heads up. Go drop by the Shire Society forums over at forum.shiresociety.com and let people know, hey, we're coming to this town on this day and, you know, at this time and, you know, this location, we need help. And people will come out. I mean, it could be a dozen. It could be two dozen. I've seen 3 dozen people.
I know.
You never know what you're going to get because people have to work or whatever. So
we kind of expect pizza or Dunkin' Donuts depending on the time of day.
Yeah, if it's early in the morning, I recommend doing it in the afternoon just because libertarians are terrible with mornings generally. So you'll get more people showing up if it's in the afternoon. Mm. But any time of the day, somebody's going to be there. And thank you, by the way, Husto, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. So that's what it's going to take is if you are feeling alone, if you are feeling like there's no one in your region that is like you, and if you're a liberty-minded person, that's not an uncommon perspective. If you feel like you're surrounded by mask-obedient people and a bunch of tyrants and that people love to be told what to do and there's no resistance whatsoever, there's no refuseniks around, no non-cooperatives or civil disobedience or anything like that, there's no energy, there's no chance that anything's going to change.
We got loads of it.
And I'm telling you, there's no chance that anything's going to change for the better where you are. And the reason why is because you're not growing. Your movement, whatever it is, it's no movement because it's not moving anywhere. It's not growing. There's not more people coming into it. There's not, you know, endless amounts of participation coming from the outside because there's nothing there.
I should have mentioned to Husto that I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and I moved here for
and
that reason.
You like it so far?
Yep, and it's way better. Like, I love San Antonio.
I mean, you had friends, obviously, in San Antonio.
Yeah, I had friends, and I'm going to go visit my friends soon, hopefully, if there's no vaccine mandate.
If you're allowed on an airplane.
Yeah, if I'm allowed on an airplane before then, if I'm not too diseased for them.
603-283-6160. I'm seeing people posting on social media more than ever that they're either checking out New Hampshire for the first time, they're coming up here to, you know, scope it out, or they just decided to move, or they just closed on a house. Like, it seems like a lot more people are
Stop
coming.
Stop waiting. Just do it.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and if you want to join us here on the radio, you can dial in. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Got some, actually, there's a little bit of good news. Somehow, a study has snuck through the cracks and has made it into... Well, in this case, a website called Unheard, UNHERD.com, a bombshell study finds, here you go, here's a shocker, natural immunity is superior to vaccination.
What?
Wow. If the findings are confirmed, the implications for COVID policy will be profound. Oh, don't worry, they'll ignore this. There's no implications for COVID policy here.
Ron Paul on the Liberty Report a few days ago had a recording of Anthony Fauci. Mm-hmm. Anthony Fauci?
That's him, yeah.
Yeah. Had an early recording of him saying that if you have a vaccination, this is before there was a vaccination, he was saying if you are vaccinated against the virus and you then... Or do you say, if you have antibodies and then you get vaccinated, it's the worst thing you could do.
And they're saying the complete opposite now.
They're saying the complete opposite now. We also found out that the head of the NIH is Anthony, what's his name? Anthony
Fauci. He was the head of the NIH.
No, his wife is the head of their research, the one that puts the rubber stamp on everything.
And he's like the spokesperson or something.
Her last name is Woodcock, right?
I think so.
And for some reason they have a different last name, but they're married.
They're one of those relationships.
Yeah. Doctor actually told us that. He said, I wouldn't recommend getting the vaccination because if you guys have both already had it, and I know I've already had it.
I don't know. I got sick once in January of last year for like a day.
But he said, if you've already had it, I would not recommend getting the vaccine because there's just no need for it. Natural immunity is superior to vaccine immunity.
Yeah, I mean, that's what...
Clearly, that doctor is a quack and doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's just been a quack for 40 years.
Right. You know, that makes sense to me. And
to normal people.
Yeah, but they've been promoting the exact opposite for months now, where they've been saying, oh, well, if you've already had it, you need the vaccine to help boost immunity. It'll you know, make you stronger against the COVIDs.
Just a little injection of health.
And tell that to the people who've died because of this injection, because of blood clots and other maladies. They've had miscarriages, supposedly, as a result of this.
Yeah, they actually admitted that a BBC news reporter died of extremely rare, they said, blood clots due to one of the injections. I can't remember which one it is right now. I think Moderna? It was AstraZeneca.
What was she, in her 50s or something like that?
She's like in her 40s.
Yeah.
I saw a
picture of some blood under a microscope. Somebody took a photo of a microscope, microscopic picture, whatever you want to call it. And they're showing these red blood cells, which are nice puffy cells, typically in those saucer-shaped cells, except they were all like punctured and flattened, and they were basically piling up on each other, and they couldn't move because they were all deflated, and there was good blood cells like piling up behind them, and there's a clot.
Oh, did you guys hear that now Johnson & Johnson is pushing a booster?
No.
Yeah, I heard that on the news.
Aren't they the one that you only need one shot?
Well, that's what you thought, and now they've got a booster because Delta, so you need, you got to come back for another shot of the Johnson & Johnson now is what they're saying.
These people are traitors.
Yeah. They want to make money. You can't make as much money if you only have a one-off shot, right? Like, right. Yeah, boosters, you're making way more money. So Johnson & Johnson is jumping on the booster train. At least that's what I heard on the radio news within the last 24 hours.
I saw a funny meme, somebody saying that they were just sitting back with a bowl of popcorn waiting for the third booster shot people to start attacking the second booster shot people.
Ooh, yeah. They'll feel superior.
You've only had two booster shots?
Researchers at Maccabi Healthcare and Tel Aviv University compared the outcomes of over 76,000 Israelis. That's a large sample size. In three groups, the doubly vaccinated, people who had specifically the Pfizer vaccine, the previously infected but unvaccinated, and the previously infected with only a single vaccine dose. So those are the three groups that they looked at. They found that fully vaccinated but uninfected people were significantly more likely to have a so-called breakthrough COVID infection than people who had previously been infected and had recovered from the disease.
So just a regular COVID infection, but they're calling it breakthrough to make it seem like it was harder to happen, even though that makes no sense. They have the weakest immunity to it, so.
Quote, the study demonstrated that a natural immunity confers longer lasting and stronger protection against infection, symptomatic disease, and hospitalization caused by the Delta variant. So specifically looking at the most big bad Delta variant, they say that that's the best way to stay safe. The study is
incredible.
Only published as a preprint at this stage and has not yet been peer reviewed. Critics include the British immunologist. They point out there are potential limitations, but it has been described by infectious diseases expert Professor Francois Ballou as a bombshell development. So it's early yet at this point, but that's what makes sense to me. That's what your body was designed to do, was fight this stuff off.
I've got to think this is, at the highest levels, this is definitely a conspiracy, and I think the most important part of the conspiracy is just see how far they can push. They want to know how many stupid people out there are and how gullible they can get and how much they can force them into with pure fear.
Now, here's Bonnie, you were saying something, speaking of conspiracies in this particular subject, you were suggesting that maybe the vaccine is designed to kill people. Like long term, whether it's immediately or within a few years, but wouldn't they want to keep the obedient ones alive and kill the disobedient ones? That's what doesn't make sense.
I thought about it. No, I think that they just want to kill as many people as possible because even the people who are obedient now could change their mind if they get pushed too hard. Hmm. So they want to kill as many people as possible. Probably most of the people that take this vaccine, which is already most of Americans, according to their numbers.
And I've got high hopes in a kind of a morbid way. They are requiring government people in the entire military to take it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if they're going to give them the real one.
Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they just give them the saline solution and say they're vaccinated against COVID-19 since these vaccines do nothing anyway? Nothing will happen to them. Nobody will ever. They'll just think, my vaccine must be working. The saline solution.
You just ruined all my hopes of watching all these evil, violent types
Like, I saw a picture of the...
reproduce or whatever.
I don't know her name, but the really freaking scary-looking mayor of Chicago. She looks like not even human.
Yeah, she looks like Skeletor.
I saw a picture of her getting a vaccine, and I was just like, why would that prove anything? It's just a picture. Sure. That could totally just be water.
Hey, look at me. I'm a politician. You can trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point, Bonnie.
So
who knows what they're getting?
What Ian's referring to, like me saying that they're trying to kill people. The other night I was telling my parents, like, first of all, please don't get the vaccine. I don't think that they ever would. My parents are already anti-vaxxers in general. But so I was just like, please don't get the vaccine. And also, please stop eating processed food and start eating whole foods. You know, in Revelations, like, I'm not a Christian, but my parents are. The Bible says that God will take care of his chosen people in the end and feed them. Yeah, God gave you these whole foods. He doesn't want you to eat processed stuff that isn't even food anymore. He wants you to eat whole foods so you have actual immunity to diseases, and not just coronavirus, just any disease, because they're killing most of the healthcare workers with this vaccine, probably. That's what I expect to happen. And even if they don't kill them all, they're making such a shortage that if you have to go to the doctor for, like, a regular thing now, it could possibly, like, you might get pushed back so long that you die from it. You just don't want to have to go to the doctor.
If they'll even let you into the hospital.
You just don't want to have an actual need right now for the doctors, because what they're doing right now, it's not a win if, all the hospitals are going to be sorry because all the nurses quit. It's not a win because we need hospitals.
Yeah, it's interesting that there's different reasons why nurses and doctors are being pushed out. One of them is because, there's so much demand and so few employees right now. Like, the ones that are there are getting overwhelmed, and they're like, screw this.
They're worn out.
I'm walking. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Like, I almost feel bad saying it, because it's just like, some people who want to be nurses, they really just want to go in there and care for people. First of all, it's just not my calling. I feel like if I was a nurse right now, I'd be like, screw this. I'm going to go be a waitress again and make just as much money and... not have to deal with all this crap or something else. Maybe not a waitress, but, you know, whatever.
I hope that what we see out of it, but then there's also, there's the people like Nikki, mm-hmm. who, your girlfriend, mm-hmm. she's a nurse, and the hospital that she works at is, like a lot of hospitals, coming down with a mandate that you gotta get the vaccine.
Yeah, and a lot of her colleagues are like, no.
Yeah, a lot of them are going to take a walk. And
yeah, they're either going to quit or they're going to get fired.
So that is not a small hospital. That is a major hospital on the East Coast.
And that's what it's going to take for these policies to be reversed, is for enough staff to say,
no,
I'm not doing this. And then the administrators of the hospital are like, oh, crap, what do? We literally have no one left, or nearly no one left on staff. So they would have to reverse that plan. But it's still a rough job to be in, and I wouldn't blame anybody for wanting to walk and, like, hang out their own shingle and...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.